Well, as a lot of people know with the letter I put out to the citizens about 2 weeks ago, we've had this building since 1961, and the condition of the building, a lot of the building hasn't been touched for 57 years. And a lot of people don't understand that it's a nonprofit organization that's tasked with the upkeep, the maintenance, the remodel, the everything that there is to do with this very large building in Aledo. So it's something we've struggled with for a long time. And we've reached out to some community members. We've looked into some possibilities of some grants. And last night we discussed a lot of that, had a really good positive meeting that I think is going to get us going in the right direction. And the first step is we're remodeling our south room, which is a rental room. And kind of a neat concept we came up with is anybody who would like to donate $200 to the VFW, it's kind of a pay it forward mentality or scheme, so to speak. And you can pay a $200 donation, which is going to go towards the upgrades that we're doing to the south room. And in return, then sometime in the next year, you can get that room for free. So we're not asking for a handout. We're just asking for a little bit of help. In return, we're giving you the south room for free. So for a $200 donation, that gives us quite a bit of opportunity and probably close to $20,000 or $30,000 if we can get the community to support that to get a big jump on doing some really nice remodels and updates to the facility here for the community.
And I think the other important thing, I know you want people to continue to utilize the facility, whether it be, you know, running the upstairs hall portion or utilizing the kitchen. But I know in terms of, you know, you want the continued stream of people to utilize the facility. I think you've got that the last couple of weeks. But I know
absolutely.
Yeah, and I know go ahead.
The last 2 weeks have just been phenomenal. Our numbers for our Friday night meals have almost doubled. They did double one night, and they were close to doubling the second week. And that's the kind of support that we need. So if there's people out there that can't afford to do a $200 donation or have no reason to want the room, they can simply support us just by coming out every once in a while and attending our Friday night meals. Like I said, just the south room alone is 2,040 square feet. So when we go to do something, this is not a small project. Every single project that we tackle here is a monster for a nonprofit organization to try and upgrade and remodel.
And I know that's one of the issues where you know, I think last month or a couple months ago, I mean, one of the things where you needed to step up and, you know, seek basically a kind of an operating line of credit to keep the doors open. So I know getting information out like that is important, that, you know, that I guess the community needs to understand that there is concern over maintaining the viability, I guess, of the VFW facility, like you said, that's been here since 1961.
Correct. And I think everybody would agree that this facility is a huge asset to this community. And we're doing everything that we can to keep this place up and going, keep it up to date, do as much work as we can. Probably 90% of any of the work that's ever been done in this place, aside from like the boilers and the air conditioning, have all been done by volunteers. And my hat's off to the Vietnam guys who have just spent their entire life keeping this going, but they're getting up there in age and they're not able to do a lot of the stuff that they used to be able to do. So it's time for the younger guys to step up and take over the torch and we got some work to do, and I think we got a group of guys that are willing to do it, and we're going to move forward and try and see what we can come up with for the community.